Yerushalayim. Because you can never tell, maybe you'll be stuck and you use it. Abloisuhu saw takiv, v'chati takiv, v'kav, v'chati kav, v'roiva, v'tumen, v'chati tumen. All these are different type of measurements. All these measurements you're supposed to have. The Rashbam says, tumen means ikal meima, hayru shminas halug, that's an eighth of a lug. All these are legal measurements you should have. V'yukla. V'kame hi ukla, how much is this measurement of an ukla? Echad mechamisha b'reviya. One fifth of a quarter. That's what it is. Over midas halach huwaisa. Now, before we're talking about midas hayovish, dry things. What about measuring of liquid? Over midas halach huwaisa hin, v'chatzi hin, or shlisha shahin, or reviyas hin, v'lug v'chatzi lug, or reviyas u'shminas. Yeh v'echad mishmoyne b'shminas. V'zeyu kurtov, that's a kurtov. For the Gemara of 11, nami kabayim, why don't we also make two kabs already? And the Gemara 9, also lachlufay, b'takiv. Then we'll become mistaken that to be a takiv. Yeah. Hashem says, v'lev nami kabayim means lehevei, shlishes ha-saw, one third of a saw, ki'echad ha-tikin shlishes ha-hin, u'mashani yosel ha-chlufei, betakif. People come and make mistakes with the takif, but that's also do shlosh ha-kabin. Yeah. Alma Zemar says, toyu inchi tilsa, that a person can make a mistake by a third. For the Mori Hochi, if so, kav namila levit. We should also not have a measurement of a kav. The Yoslech Lufay, the Chatzi Tarkiv, that come to make a mistake about a Chatzi Tarkiv. So, Elamar, what do you have to answer? People don't make mistakes by a third. So, Elamar, the Pshat is like this. Kabayim hainu time of the Loyovid. You know why we do not make a measuring of two kavs, Kabayim, the Yoslech Lufay, the Chatzi Tarkiv. They'll come to make a mistake, the chatzi takir. Now, how much is the difference then? Al matoyin shereviya, that a quarter, that they could make a mistake. To make a mistake of a third, that's too big of a mistake. But to make a mistake by one quarter, then people may make a mistake. Samar says, Ihochi, if you're afraid they'll make a mistake by a quarter, Ihochi, chatzi tumen viyuchla lelevid. They should not make a chatzi tumen and uchla should make. Because that's also a quarter of a difference. Amra popo, midos, ketanois, bekiyabu inchi. Name the small measuring that everybody's a baki in. We won't come to make any mistakes. Shlisha shahin, reviya shahin, lo levit makashinau, a third of a hin or a quarter of a hin, lo levit they should not make, kivun the heavy b'mikdash, lo gozabu rabbonin. The pshat is since they had this in the base of mikdash, therefore rabbonin weren't gozer. For the more b'migdash nam eligzo, why weren't the girls in the migdash? Because kahanim's reason haim. There in the migdash, you won't be afraid to make any mistakes in measuring, because in the base of migdash, you're always reason haim. Therefore, the rabbanon left it that we can have these types of measurings, a chatzi hin, raviya sahin. These measures we can still have. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Ein moy sifan al hamidos yoysa mishtus. You're not allowed to add on to the midah, to the measuring, more than a sixth. For loyala matabeya, yoysa mishtus. You can't add on to the value of a coin more than a sixth. Feha mistakir. If somebody does business and wants to gain on the deal, al yishtakir yoysa mishtus. You can't make more than a sixth profit on a sale. Now, ein moisifun ala midas yoysa mishtus. What are you telling me? You can't add on to the weights more than a sixth. My time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum, Afku Yitaroa Shtus, Afku Yitaroa, because you're going to ruin the market value, it's going to be not going to be worth so much. If the scales are off a sixth, so the whole price, like you're giving him way too much. Ram says, Mishum Afku Yitaroa, Mishum Aviyim Tfu Lakan, Kish Yerusha Sifu Amidois, Yoikru, that they'll bring all their foods, all the people come to buy over here. So, even a sixth also you shouldn't be able to. But what's the difference? If you're telling me now you can't add on to it, because then what, the people come to bring all the merchandise here, so even a sixth also you shouldn't be able to add on to the weights. Elo mishum menor, that's the pshat. The loyla have a bitl mekach. Because we know whenever you jip a person a sixth, then it's called a bitl mekach. But vice versa, less than a sixth though, usually less than a sixth, the mekach is not bottle, but the person has the right to say, you jip me, give me back the money. So vice versa, but if the minig hamakam is that everybody knows we charge you like up until a sixth, so it's called like mechila, then he's meichel, so there's no bitl mekach, then the sale goes good. I the Omar Rova called Dovah Shabamido Shavishka Shabaminyan Afilo Pochas Mechtayano Khazer. I Rova says, when do we say if you jip the sixth? Then you have a right to be Khazer, it's a bit of Mekach, it's only by regular sale. But whenever I measure off, like I say, give me a pound or give me a pint, and you jip me by even a small amount, automatically it's a Mekach Khois. Because I'm telling you clearly, I want this midah, I want this mishka, I want this minion. So then how could you tell me less than a shtust, it's not bottle, even less than a sixth also? That's the klal. Afilu pochus mi mechteya no chayzer. Like whenever the guy says clearly, I want this amount of measurements, so you have to give him this much. So again, so what's the pshat? Why up until a sixth, you could add on the measuring? Elo, the loyla have a pseido litagro. There shouldn't be any pseido, any laws for the business people. Litagro for the merchants. For the Gemara, pseido who the loyla have a lay, rabcha lay boy. Like Manashach, you're just telling me they shouldn't have any loss. But if so, you can tell me they're not going to have any gain. Like, what kind of merchant is he? Zovin, the Zovin tagritri. Like a guy that buys and sells it at the same price, he's not a businessman. Like, what is he doing then? He's wasting his time. Like, shit, if you buy something, then you sell it, you do it to make some profit. So, Elo Amar Rav Chisda. Elo Amar Rav Chisda. Shmuel Kro Ashkach Vadorach. Shmuel found the posik, and he dashed this posik. But it says, V'hashekel Esrim Geira. Esrim Shkolim Chamisha V'yesrim Shkolim. Asorah V'chamisha Shekel. Hamana yilachem. That's what it should be from you. So it's mashm over here that they added on up until the sixth. Because it's yesh chamishim yesim lakachnem eshtoish esamin yamalolo mishim kodesh yilachem. So kids, the mashm from these psukim, you see that you're allowed to add on to the weights up until a sixth, and echlami, a sixth, not, but up until a sixth, that's what you're allowed to add on to the scale. Yeah. Mono, Mosam v'yaboyim heve, what there are 240. So how do you say, mono, how do you say, what 100? Ah, it's Mosam v'yaboyim heve, el shmamina klas. So here from there three things. Shmamina, mono shel kodesh, kofel hoya. That the mona of Hegdish was double the amount. Ushma mina moisif and ala midas. You're allowed to add on to the midas. And also the klal is, v'yein moisif and yosem ishtus. You're not allowed to add on more than a shtus. Came on more than a sixth. Ushma mina shtus milabar. That the shtus tak is milabar from the outside. All right, we'll stop here. What?
Again was that on Tzadik Omer Aleph in the middle, Omer Shmuel, Ein Moisifin Al Hamidos Yosem Mishtus. You're not allowed to add on to the weights more than a sixth. Even if the whole town agrees to add on to the weights, still you should not do it more than a sixth. Lo Yala Matveya Yosem Mishtus. Who are then if the ear wants to add on to the coins to make it a sixth more, to make the coin worth more, you shouldn't do it more than a shtus, more than a sixth. And we have mishtaka, yishtaka, yosem mishtus. When you do business, when you sell things and buy things, you shouldn't make profit more than a sixth. Now it explains. Ein moisifin al hamidus yosem mishtus. You're not supposed to add on to the midos. You can't add on to the weights a sixth. So my time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, mishum afkuye teroi, because you're going to change the market price that way, siv so shtus namiloi, even to raise it, even a shtus should also be yosa. Like you're going to change the market price because of this. Ela, rather mishum, I know, elamai, the reason why you can't eat a sixth, is because the pasha of a no, like you're jipping him. And I know a 1/6 is bottle, you have a right to be choyza, the loyal heavy bitul mekach, it should not come out to be a bitul mekach. So Mara says, no, anyway, Rama Rava, Rava said that kol dover sheba mida, anything that you do when you measure, the sheba mishkal, the sheba minyan, whether it's a mida in a measurement, or a mishkal of weight, or a minyan or a count, afilu pochus mechtaya no choyzer, even if it jips you less than a sixth, still you have a right to be choyzer. So here, by the weights, if it's a question of being choyzer, you can be choyzer even less than a sixth. Elo the pshat is the lehev seido litagro, that there should not be a loss for the tagro, that like for the seller, for the one that sells these things, for the storekeeper, there shouldn't be a loss. So Gemara asks, if that's the pshat, seido who the lehev, we're only afraid he shouldn't have a loss, but rav choloi boy, he doesn't have to have any gain. So what kind of like salesman is he? Zovin, zovin, vizovin, tig rikri. The guy buys and sells at the same price. What kind of businessman is he? He's not gaining anything. Therefore, Elo Amar Rav Chizda, Shmuel Kro Ashkach Vodoros. Shmuel Taka found a pasuk in Cheskel that's mashma, that's possible to add on to the weights 1/6. The pasuk says, V'ha Shekel Esrim Gera, that the Shekel was